Welcome to the Midlife Purpose Podcast, where we talk about all things midlife and menopause. This is a place where you can come and break societal norms, raise the taboo on menopause, and redefine the narrative of midlife. Providing empowerment here, you become the healthiest, wealthiest, highest version of yourself. I teach you how to take back your me. I'm your host, Ginger Monzo. Welcome back to the Midlife Empress Podcast. Well, today is another podcast special guest, and I'm so excited to bring you guests. I love bringing on these fabulous guests that add value to you, our listeners. And I absolutely love this beautiful woman. Her and I, we've connected in so many ways. We were at a networking. First of all, we met through a networking group. And then we got to see each other, meet each other at a networking event, which was totally amazing. And we've kept in touch with each other, and her energy just lights my soul. I absolutely love everything that she does. I love everything she's about. And you're going to see in just a second when she starts to talk how amazing her energy is. I love this beautiful woman. You know, she's going to share with us her passion and what she, you know, truly helping women. She loves to make them look better. She loves to make them feel better. She loves to dress them, style them. And I'm just blown away by some of the most amazing things that she's done in the fashion industry. And now, you know, she's just amazing. So our beautiful guest is a celebrity fashion stylist, now turned style coach. And after years of basically styling celebrity wardrobes, prestigious red carpet events such as the Academy Awards, the Golden Globes, and these celebrity lifestyles that she's helped and these people that she's helped while doing all these Academy Awards, Golden Globes, you know, they've earned top placement as best dressed in magazines such as Daily, 17, Glamour, amongst others. And I absolutely love this woman. She says style philosophy is not about labels or keeping up with trends. It's about identity. Whoa. Okay. That right there is amazing. So Katie's process digs so much deeper than the surface level. She has a signature method that's combining style with personal branding and career development. Katie eliminates online noise, which we all need that today. And she helps women brand their style so they can get dressed in 5 minutes and, most important, show up as a woman on their vision board. Katie Whiteford, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you here.
Ginger, I mean, that was an introduction. You were making me blush before you even went to to breaking it all down. And I was like, what? I just feel so flattered. And right back at you, sister, I love your energy and your passion for helping women. So I cannot wait to dive into it today.
So amazing, Katie. I absolutely love your energy too. And I'm just excited that we can be here together and share these amazing things. And you, I know, are going to bring so much light to everything. And the first question that I really have, so, Katie, what's your story in all this?
Ginger, how I became a stylist, it happened. I was in LA. I was really lost in life, and I was desperately really searching to find my purpose. And I did not have a clue what it was. And one day I found this website about this boutique crash course of how to break into the industry. And I said to a few people, I was bartending at the time, and I said to a few people, I think I'm going to do this. And it was really interesting because I got so much encouragement and support around it more than I had anything ever in my life. I think I was like 28 at the time. And, you know, if you're struggling to find your purpose and place, you'll know when you're home because it's very clear. You know, and I knew I was home, even though I was at the beginning part of it. I didn't know a lot. I didn't have any experience. I didn't have any resume, but I had such a big like, I was like, wow, this is totally different, like, than anything I experienced. So I always like to share that part of my story because I remember how lost I was. And I know a lot of people at times are struggling to find what they're supposed to be doing. And just remember, when you find it or it finds you, you'll know when you're home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Katie, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Kudos to you, girl, for being in LA, period. And yeah, then doing something like that. That is amazing. What an amazing story.
Thank you.
Katie, you know, what style strategies, you know, us as women in midlife and menopause, it's a very challenging season.
Sure.
And, you know, we open our closets and negativity comes over us like we've never seen.
Sure.
So, you know, we look at these clothes and we're thinking, oh, is it going to fit? Is it going to be too tight? What's going to happen? How, what am I going to put with this? What's going to go with that? So how can we overcome that negative self-talk when we open our closets and just, you know, look at it in the season of menopause?
Such a great question, Ginger. You know, it's something that's so common with women at so many different stages, but when you add menopause on top of it, there's just so many different layers going on with a woman where she feels like she's losing herself and she doesn't know what to do and she's not feeling at her best. Hot flashes and all sorts of things, right? That she just doesn't have control over. So getting dressed is probably one of the last things or a harder thing on her to-do list. And then you add a closet into the mix, which is already a very emotional room to begin with. Mm-hmm. I always like to sit there and say a woman's closet is really like stepping into the pages of her old personal diary. And so when you think about that and all those emotions that go into your personal diary, when you're stepping into that with your closet, it can really feel daunting. It can really feel overwhelming. And then you add menopause in the mix of it. And it's like, how do you do this? And so one thing that I love coaching clients about when they are in a season where they are not feeling their best is like, let's just actually be realistic for a second. Let's actually not sit here and try to, I always want to set clients up and women up to win and not fail. And so what I mean by that is like, if you're not at your best, you're not at your ideal weight, you're not at your place where you're getting a lot of hot flashes. It's understanding first and foremost that like, this is not my A game season and that is okay.
Yes.
Okay. Giving yourself permission first and foremost that you know this isn't your A game, because that just removes a layer of pressure. That just removes something. And then we want to remove some of this negativity. But to specifically get to your question about negative self-talk when it comes to getting dressed in the closet, it's, I always like to sit here and it's kind of funny, but when a woman is in a closet, she's like thinking all these things about I'm fat or
yes,
I'm ugly. I mean, let's just say it like it is. And here's one thing that I like to do to bring a little humor into it, just to shed some light,
right?
Is because I personally have struggled with this without going through menopause, is your negative self-talk, you've got to turn it into this almost character. You've got to turn it into something that's like, we got to disempower this loud megaphone woman yelling at you, telling you fat, you're ugly, all this thing. So one thing that I always coach clients on is like, you got to make this a character. You got to make this something that like, she doesn't have that much power over you. I personally call her the voice of Zsa Zsa. And Zsa Zsa is, Zsa Zsa's fugly. Like she's ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly, she's fugly. She's like the character off of Great Expectations with Ethan Hawke.
Yes.
Ultra, the great aunt that was in the mansion, right? Like she's just kind of crazy. And Zsa Zsa's that negative voice that we all have, and she will try to take you out any chance she can. But she's definitely knows how to sneak in there like a slimy snake when you're feeling your worst and when you're in the season like menopause, right? And so first just being like identifying, you know, that you're not at your best, but then also being like, I'm not, this isn't me. This is something else. This is the voice of Zsa Zsa. And I just have to take her from being in this loud megaphone and start to quiet her down. And when you start to learn how to quiet that voice, that negative self-talk, the voice of Zsa Zsa down, help eliminate it being so like you know, desperation or, and as women, we go through it in many stages, especially through menopause. So knowing the voice of Zsa Zsa exists is a huge step in itself, and learning how to like rewind her back. That way she doesn't, like, she's your arch nemesis, you know, she's just kind of there, is one thing I like to coach on. And we can go into that more if you want to.
Like, you got to have the whip on Zsa Zsa. I would say gremlins, but you know what? I think my gremlin has a name, and her name is Zsa Zsa.
Okay, there we go. There we go. I think when you can just put a little humor in it, it's like, then it's like, okay, all right, let's have a moment. I am running down a rabbit hole with myself right now, but let's just not let her win. I can have self-control and know, actually, I'm not ugly. Actually, I'm not fat. Actually, I'm a very beautiful woman. Actually, I just need to take care of myself this season. I just need to take care of myself this day. And so just identifying the relationship with the negative self-talk as the gremlin of Zsa Zsa is a great first starting place that really helps pivot your relationship with yourself so that you can start to get on your side again. Because right now what happens with so many women when they're in menopause or they're not at their ideal weight or they're feeling their worst is they're not actually on their own team. They're actually like taking care of the kids or everybody else, but they're not taking care of them.
That's right. I, you know, as a woman being in menopause for 7 years now, the first thing that I say, and that's funny that you mentioned that, is I just want to get my me back. I just want to be me again. I just want to be me again. So we have to say, I know I'm not me just yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know me is in there again and I'm going to get my me back. And that's exactly what this brand is about. You know, the Midlife Empress brand is let's take back your me. So that's what we do here. Take back your me. It's so powerful. And we have to remind ourselves we're not our me right now. But hey, we are getting there. We are getting there.
I'll share with you, Ginger. I went through last year. I'm not in the age of menopause yet, but I did lose me last year. And so I know what it feels like when you lose you. And I love that statement that you just said. It's not fun. It's not fun. You can back, but you've got to get on your team. And that in itself is just making a conscious choice of like, I'm going to get me back. And that in itself changes the trajectory of what comes your way with how to get you back. But it starts just with that conscious decision.
Yes, totally. Yeah. So, you know, speaking about purging closets. So during menopause, Katie, that it's not going to be daunting and overwhelming to us. Is there something that you can share with us to keep us, you know, from not losing ourselves and having that daunting black cloud come upon us and feeling overwhelmed?
Yeah, absolutely. So thinking about like your closet is like your old personal diary. There's a lot of old energy stuck in there. And it feels like it's the old you and you're trying to get the old you back or find the new you. How you can easily look at your closet and go, how can I get this into a place where you can purge some of it. Here's what you want to do is you want to not look at this like it's all or nothing. And that's one thing that women do regardless of 30 or 50 or 60. They feel like if I either got to get rid of it all or I've got to like, or I'm just going to leave it alone. Here, let like anything in life, if you want to lose a certain amount of weight, or you want to get to a financial goal, you break it up into stages and phases so that you can start to get some wins in, so that you can start to actually get in a movement and a good habit and routine with it. So specifically what you can do with your closet, if you're like, I know I've got to get rid of some of these pieces that are the old me, they're not going to serve me in this next season of my life. What you can easily do is set yourself up a goal of how many pieces that you want to purge. So for instance, if you're like, I'm going to go into my closet today and within 20 minutes, I'm going to purge 5 items, 10 items. Keep it small, keep it achievable, keep it doable, because then it's not going to make it seem like you're getting rid of your whole closet and then you're not going to have anything. But then you're being proactive about letting some pieces go that aren't in alignment with you anymore. It's helping you do that. You'll feel a lot lighter. You'll feel a lot better. And the bonus tip on this is like, actually make sure you go get rid of those and give them into donations. Don't keep them in your house. Don't put them in another closet. Don't put it in your for to be later. Take them in a bag and go give them to a donation. It's okay that they have another home. They'll be better over there.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And, you know, donating is an amazing thing. You know, at some of our networking events, both you and I know how important it is for Dress for Success. And, you know, that organization needs a lot of things. So we can donate to Dress for Success. There are so many places to donate. And you know what? Every time I do a closet purge, you know, I always feel like, oh, I may want to hang on to this and I may want to hang on to that. But recently I started just saying, if I haven't wore it in the past year, I'm probably not going to wear it again. Get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Even if it fits or it doesn't, you know, because I think when we hold things in our closet and we say, I'm going to get back into this. Yeah, we can have some gold clothes. That's fine. But I think the more that we have clothes in our closets that is not serving us at the very moment, it's daunting.
It's daunting. It's
overwhelming. So,
well, it's also you holding on to something that you're like I just had this actual happen with a client this week. She went through, she lost 60 pounds. She's gone through menopause and she's now on the other side of it. But she's like, okay, I put these shorts on, but I don't have to actually keep them. She just wanted to know she could get back in them and she was happy. But it's like the energy behind them is not actually going to be serving the new you once you get through this new transformation. You're going to want to get something new. So it's better to, instead of holding on to something that you hope is like going to, I love how you just said it. It's like, it's okay to let it go. And definitely if you've worn it in a year, you're probably not going to.
Exactly. Just let it go. And you know, you have to make space for other things to come. And if we just keep holding on to all this stuff, you know, there's no space there for new things. And 100%. Yeah, so we know that this season is so challenging. And what specific style self-care steps do you recommend to your clients? You know, things that would help them feel better when they look at themselves in the mirror.
Yeah. Here's the big thing about style is like, it don't matter. You can have the best closet in the world. You can have all Chanel. You can have all Gucci. You can have whatever it is. But if you don't, if it's not the clothes, it's you and your relationship with yourself is what matters, right? So either the clothes are wearing you or you're wearing the clothes. And if you're in the season of you're not feeling your best and you want to level up your confidence, I really recommend doing some journaling at this stage because it's so valuable.
That's good. Yes.
It's so valuable. And it's like, you know, and being able to write compliments about yourself is a great exercise I give clients. Like being able to sit there and say, write a compliment about yourself, 5 things that you think are beautiful. And a lot of women have a hard time saying something good over themselves. If you have a hard time saying good about it over yourself, would you have a hard time giving a compliment to your best friend? Would you have a hard time giving a compliment to your, you know, daughter if she wasn't feeling beautiful? How would you talk to her if she was needing some uplifting? That's what needs to be poured into you if you're having a hard time feeling beautiful. And the best way to do it is write it down. So I always like to give the exercise of giving yourself 5 compliments and continually doing that, keeping it fresh on a weekly basis. Because if you do it one time, it's like basically saying I went to the gym one time, you know, and that's
right.
It's like, it's also being in gratitude of like the blessings that God has given you. You got to continue to work that muscle of like, oh, wow, I forgot. Like he fed me yesterday. Thank you, God. Right. And so you got to remember like, oh, that woman gave me a compliment about my smile when I went to Publix. Like that is something that you can acknowledge that helps you start to appreciate your beauty and compliment it and create more of a healthier relationship than versus Jaja overriding it all.
Yeah. You know, and just high-fiving yourself in the mirror, using the high-five habit, showing her some love because, you know, she expects that and you got to give it to her. So you've got to show her the love and give it to her because she's depending on you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, this has been such a great high level conversation, Katie. And I feel so blessed to have you here on our show. Aww. And, you know, I know there's going to be lots of ladies that's interested in finding out about more and about what you do and your business. So is there anything at all, any final words that you might have for us? And then, you know, we'll make sure that they know exactly how to get in touch with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I've styled some big A-listers in Hollywood and big red carpet appearances and all that's fabulous. But I know what it's like to look in the mirror as a woman and not like yourself. There's been no greater thing that I've had to do for myself than work on my self-confidence. And that's why I'm so passionate about it with women. It's not hard, but you can, I have gotten rid of the voice of Zsa Zsa. That's why I'm
not bye bye, Zsa Zsa.
And just being able to take a compliment is something that I couldn't even do. And I know how hard it is. I know how hard it is to be on your own team, but nobody's going to do it for you unless you do it for you. No clothing that you own is going to do it for you. Clothing helps you look better and stand taller and look prettier and all that kind of exactly. stuff. It plays a big, big part, but it all starts with what's going on in your mind. You know, it all starts with getting in touch with who you are today, regardless of what age you are, what size you are. Get on your team today because you're worth it. You're worth it. And you deserve, and once you do that, then feeling beautiful and showing up and getting dressed in 5 minutes confidently without a no-brainer will easily happen when you get on your team. You're worth it.
I think that's amazing, Katie. And I just love your style philosophy. I love everything about it. It's so uplifting to women.
Aww.
And is there a place where, tell us more about where someone can find you. Is there a website?
Yeah. You can go check me out on katiewatford.com. And you can come hang out with me on Instagram. I'll give you my handle on that, but I'm very active more on Instagram than Facebook. And then I have a free training coming out that I'm going to give Ginger the link to, that if you want to see
yes.
a little bit more about what the first steps are to understanding how to find the new you, the new identity. If you are in a transition stage in life, then definitely dive into the complimentary training, because it'll show you like a holistic point of view of how to do that, how to find the new you in your closet.
That's amazing. Gosh, that's so inspiring. Yes, we will drop the link in the show notes. It feels so good, Katie, just to have you here and to give us some enlightenment about what's happening in these stages.
Yeah.
And
thank you for having me.
Thank you so very much for joining us here. And until next time, bye for now.